Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Kimmer, usually bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. However, of course, MLW, due to its change in schedule, that's not really much of a change anymore, not going every week, so got no new programming this here week, so we're bringing back the indie spotlight, heading down south to Tennessee, check out Southern States Wrestling, but more on that in a minute. But first, we got some news. Me complaining about no MLW programming, on at least on the positive side, we got some dates coming up here. 420 man, no RVD, unfortunately. War Chamber Part 2 is coming out on the YouTubes. This is going to be headlined by the aforementioned Chamber, the second one, technically in one night. This time featuring The Response, which consists of Akira, Raven, Jake Crist, and Jimmy Lloyd, taking on The Calling, Sammy Callahan, Ricky Shane Page, Jeff Cannonball, and in a move that warms with my heart, Dr. Cornwallis, because I just love saying the name Dr. Cornwallis, but he is making his return to MLW to take part in this here War Chamber, so I imagine this one will be a bit more chaotic compared to the other one, just because about every person in this here match enjoys the blood, and I'm here for it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing I do enjoy, and it's a good death match, and hopefully we are going to get that. In addition to the main event, we also have a World Heavyweight Championship match as Satoshi Kojima defends against the newly winning record Bad Dude Tito, presented by Selena De La Renta. He finally got himself a winning record, beating up jobbers to earn himself a title shot against Satoshi Kojima. Also in title contention is WTF. They are the MLW Tag Team Champions, Tom Lawler, Dave Boy Smith Jr., with Mr. St. Laurent, of course. Will be taking on Beaumaye Fight Club Alex Kane, getting a title shot after his big loss to Flop Dalla, and Mr. Thomas, who hasn't won a match since 1992. So, cool beans on that one. In addition to that, Timothy Thatcher will be in action. Star Jr., presented by Selena De La Renta, takes on Virus with Cesar Duran. Zeta, the Federette, battles a debuting Sofia Castillo, and they're guaranteeing us appearances by Flop Dalla, AJ Francis, and Brett Ryan Goslin himself. So check that out. That is going to be free on the YouTubes April 20th, 7 p.m., I believe. Let me check it out. No, I'm totally off on that one. That is going to be a 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Wow, that one's... that's a late night, ladies and gentlemen. So we got War Chamber. Next live event, of course, is going to be MLW Azteca. That is in Cicero, Illinois, or Chicago, as they will tell you, at the Cicero Stadium. That is going to be May 11th. We have a couple of more guys to being announced for this here show. The first of which is coming from Rich Lucha Dynasty, Viano 3 Jr., the son of Viano 3. We also have legendary luchador Atlantis, which this now means that I'm going to bring my Atlantis mask to the event, because that's kind of what that's one of the lucha masks I have, so I gotta go, you know, show off and be a neckbeard out in public whenever that happens, of course. And last but not least, the cowboy hatted one himself, Fuego, and I hope the hat stays on during the match, just like the hat stays on when we have sex. Otherwise, no buys, ladies and gentlemen. Fuego without a cowboy hat means no buys. We do finally get our first official match announcement for the event itself. It looks as if Mystico will be defending his MLW Middleweight Championship against Barbaro Cavanario. That should be a fun match, because I was really impressed with Cavanario the last time he appeared on MLW television. And like, he is a decent lucha base. Nowhere near as good as Taurus or Gringo Loco, but a solid number three, if nothing else. And of course, Mystico is once again showing himself to be one of the premier high flyers in the world. So we have one match down. We don't know how many are left to go, but at least we got that much going so far with, 1 month before MLW Azteca. Also scheduled to appear is Ultimo Guerrero, El Felino, Atlantis Jr., so that makes sense, Magnus, Star Jr., Verno, we already know Virus, Guerrero Maya Jr., Okamura, amongst others. I think that's the list now. I'm sorry, I jumped all over because I didn't want to repeat myself. I guess I should have just repeated myself and just read the list like a normal person. But, you know, if you made it this far into the podcast, like just in general, the series, this particular episode, whatever, you know, being a normal person isn't always my strong suit. So there is that much. But I may not be a normal person, but I do love me some professional wrestling. So much so that on these off weeks where there is no MLW programming, I'm scouring the interwebs for independent wrestling television. This week we're going down to Tennessee to one of the longest running and operational independent promotions out there, Southern States Wrestling. They promote throughout the South, but they're based in Tennessee, excuse me on that one. But yeah, so they have a YouTube show called Legacy. We're going to check out an episode number 63, two big matches on the card, and a plug with a very familiar face, but we'll cover that in a minute. But yeah, so things are starting off kind of interesting. Joe Wheeler and John Darwin, they're the voices of Southern States Wrestling. They're getting ready to like kind of like talk about what's going on in the world of Southern States Wrestling as Wayne Adkins just like shows up. And he's like, "Where's Mike?" And he's like, "I'm going to go in the locker room." And then he proceeds to go into the locker room where there's a bunch of noises and screaming. And Wayne's kind of eventually just like let off by the backstage crew. No security to be found, no police to be found. Evidently, he was looking for Mike, and he found him in the locker room. So, Mike's friends, Trey Chaos and Serenity, are like, "Dude, don't let him do that. Like, we'd be fired if we did that." And that's all that's going on there. We do cut to John Darwin giving us the upcoming schedule for Southern States Wrestling throughout the month of April and into May. Before we get our first match, the aforementioned Trey Chaos with Serenity taking on Alex Adkins. We start the match off with a 15-minute extended feeling out process. We are going to trade our hammer locks and our headlocks and do some arm drags. And this kind of like goes on until Serenity grabs Adkins' leg, allowing Chaos to take over for a bit. They're really putting over Adkins as a second-generation wrestler on commentary, but they didn't reference who his dad was, so I am totally out of the loop, which, I mean, that's not uncommon for these indie showcases where my full-on research is barely adequate, admittedly so. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't expect, like, you know, big video packages for everything, but, like, if you're going to reference someone as, like, second gen or whatever, you know, name drop daddy or mom, you know, whichever generation was that, you know, made you, you know, number two, so to speak. But back in ring, Big Boot by Chaos gets a two count there. Unfortunately, you know, he's not Lord Chaos or, you know, Baron Von Chaos. He's just Trey. But got some long legs to be hitting some big boots, though. So I can make fun of him all I want, but that's a lanky dude to be kicking me in the head. So it's not going to be a good time for anybody. Adkins does come back with a jumping something or other. It might be a clothesline. Gets a double down off that. But really doesn't last terribly long as Chaos is back in control. Chaos reigns. Ha 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 ha. Big diving dropkick on a seated Adkins. Only gets a two count, though. Flash sunset flip by Adkins, showing he's still alive. Only gets two out of that. Fires up, hits a bunch of clotheslines that ends in a two count. However, as he goes to the top rope, Adkins gets distracted by Serenity. Adkins climbs back down, so at least he doesn't get crotched or anything, as Serenity like slides an object into Chaos. Referee, of course, doesn't see it. Adkins gets donked on the head by said object and pinned 1-2-3. The cameraman, Bobo, like comes in and tattles, and the ref's just like, "Dude, didn't see nothing. Gotta see it. I don't care how tattly you are." And also, dude, remember, snitches get stitches. However, when the ref goes to raise Chaos's hand, Chaos drops the object, and now, showing infinite bias, the referee calls for the DQ. We got ourselves a dusty finish, ladies and gentlemen. Your winner, Alex Adkins. Ah, that was fun. Like, I lost a train of thought. Just, like, cameraman's up there tattling. Like, somebody's getting stitches later, man. Come on. But yeah, so this was a match. Lots of fundamentals, meat and potatoes kind of action. So you're not going to get your fancy super kicks. You ain't going to get your fancy high fly maneuvers and tope con lows to the floor. Nah, son, we are just going to spam some clotheslines, get some old school Memphis heat the old fashioned way. And that's the way some folks like it. Me included some days, so I'm not going to actually bash that. But yeah, so I was not going to lie, though, since we were being so old school about things, I was expecting kind of a makeout spot between Alex Adkins and Serenity, you know, like, I got the evil manager lady by the hair. I'm going to kiss her now against her wheel, and that'll get a cheap face pop. But that didn't happen, so we just got the brass knucks or whatever that was slid into the ring to get dunked by. But yeah, so that was... That was a thing. We got ourselves a dusty finish even off of that, too. But yeah, so let's take ourselves a brief pause for the cause, get ourselves an energy drink, take a deep breath, curse referees for changing their minds at the end of all these matches, and we'll be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Ray's Energy for that pickup. Ray's comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Ray's Energy. All right, we are back. Got ourselves a commercial break. In real life, not just in real life, but in this here show, got some carpets with 40 years of history of carpets. And most notably, I'm only bringing this up instead of just like skipping to the next actual segment. But we get a commercial for a local wrestling school by one Glenn Jacobs and one Dr. Tom Pritchard. So the Jacobs Pritchard School of Professional Wrestling, alive and well, still a thing down south. I thought I'd, you know, had any reason to believe otherwise outside of, you know, Mr. Jacobs is a mayor now, and I don't know if mayors are allowed to teach wrestling, but, you know, what do I know? I am not a politician. I do not know the rules of politics, though I did run for president once, and that didn't turn out well for me. Anywho, yeah, so in addition to that, John Darwin is going over the upcoming matches, upcoming cards, once again, giving us the dates and locations, as well as we lead into our main event for the Legacy Championship. The champion, Lawrence, takes on Wild Bill. It's not Wild Bill Peacock, not Wild Bill Hiccup, not even Wild Bill Irwin, just Wild Bill. He's got himself a mask and a grievance, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to get himself the Legacy title here tonight in a bull rope match. Bull rope match rules are going to be quasi as follows. You could pretty much win any way you want, except by DQ. Can't win by DQ. Probably can't win by countout either. But pinfalls count, submissions count, going around the ring and touching all four turnbuckles uninterrupted also counts as well. And we are going to start off hot and heavy because Lawrence is just going right for a turnbuckle. And Wild Bill's like, nah, son, I got a cowbell. More cowbell. Donk. Here's our reoccurring theme here of cowbell donk. Bill does get some three corner action before he gets cut off early on. Bill hits a big suplex on Lawrence. Both these guys are pretty big dudes, by the way. So like this suplex is mildly impressive just because of the size of all the individuals involved. Of course, there is more cowbell. Christopher Walken would be pleased with this here match. Eventually, Mr. Lawrence turns the page, washes his hands, and then snaps and attacks, chokes Wild Bill with the bull rope, gets a two count. And here's where I get confused because we don't reference pinfalls and submissions initially, and then just like randomly they're like, oh, and pinfalls too, after Lawrence goes for a two count attempt. Lawrence hits a big splash, only gets two off of that, gets some chops and chokes in the corners, and even, like, stands on Bill in the corner. So, again, like, big dudes just stand around on each other, too. Bill gets back up and hits a big cowbell shot to the titties, followed up by a Hogan-esque leg drop, except it wasn't really Hogan-esque, because Hogan would have won this match, ladies and gentlemen. Nah, son, Wild Bill is not going to win via leg drop. Not like that. Only gets two count, though. As we are getting ready for some more donks and dinks with the cowbell, Lawrence is sneaky, tying up the legs of Wild Bill before rolling him up with a hogtied assisted pin. We get ourselves, well, he's not a new champ, and still, Southern States Wrestling Legacy Champion Lawrence. Yeah, two big dudes just chomping and choking and hitting each other with the cowbell, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to be telling you about this match, but you know what? It's free on YouTube. Go check that out. Southern States Wrestling, one of the largest, longest you know, tenured independent wrestling promotions in the United States. So you can check them out on the social medias, plug that. But yeah, so Lawrence defends his championship via hogtied pinfall. Commentary is kind of sad by this. And we just end with the quasi-random quote, "Another day, young man, another day." Cut. Which, I mean, granted, like, where do you go from there? Like, that is a meaningful quote. And that's just the end of things. No credits, no end screen, just, you know, another day, young man, another day. And then camera focusing in on Lawrence, who's trying to escape with the championship. But yeah, as I said, like, that, they're a two-show card. Southern States Wrestling, one of the longest opened promotions in the nation today, based out of Tennessee. So check them out as we wait patiently for more MLW programming to exist. In the meanwhile, folks, that's gonna do things for me. Be sure to check out, you know, the plugs and all the best ways you can help support this here podcast as I rattle on incoherently. But thank you all for listening, and I'll catch y'all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and is hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network, and you can check them out on the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. Background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, as word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass, that is TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment and etc., please check out the tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. Or if you prefer some more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. That is CASSONOVA. Whereas for as little as $2, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, The False Prophet, Alexander McCarthy, and Left Tendo, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. Links will be below. For business inquiries such as ads and sponsorships, please email at rzkammerer, that is K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you for listening.